Another time I said to a great friend of mine called Andrew Lehman, who was a restaurateur, I said, what was the worst problem you had when you used to work at the Savoy Hotel? And he said, oh, the stiffs. I said, what? He said, oh, getting rid of the stiffs. I said, well, what do you mean people died a lot? Oh, he said, oh, a lot. He said, the old dears, I'm afraid they know the Savoy will always treat them really well and do these things, so they would sometimes check in with a bottle of pills, take them in the night. In the morning, Savoy staff would walk in, pick up the pills, and say, we got another one. And then the problem was getting the stiffs into the service elevator without alarming the other guests. Well, once you've been given that as an idea, I mean, it's kind of, it's just wonderful. And then you put a doctor in the hotel, and it's a kind of a joy. Some of those worked out very well. When we started writing The Kipper and the Corpse, we started with the idea of getting rid of a dead body. And I was fascinated by the idea of trying to get Basil very happy about the fact someone had died. So we came up with the idea that he thought he'd poisoned him, and then when he discovered he hadn't poisoned him, he'd be really happy, and then the doctor could walk in when he was around, and he'd be like, I'm so happy. Again, utter ruthless selfishness. No thought for this guy or his family at all. It's just, is he on the hook or is he off the hook? As I say, he's a terrible man. And I liked that episode a lot. When I saw it recently, I thought there were little bits in it that maybe could have been edited or be tightened up a bit. The stuff when they're standing around, when the guys arrive, the three people arrive for the meeting, and he thinks they're the undertakers, it's not quite clearly signaled enough. And so I saw one or two things in that I thought could have been better. But I still am very, very fond of it, because I love bodies in baskets. We had a wonderful ending for the dead body.